Hey there, fellow traveler. Ever wish you could just teleport to a whole different world for like, I don't know, a day or two? Well, get this. Our latest deep dive takes you straight to the heart of Tallinn, Estonia.
And it's all based on this one incredibly detailed blog post I found.
Oh, perfect. So we're talking about maximizing that precious time, getting that like real experience, even if you only have a weekend, right?
You got it. This blogger started their journey from Helsinki.
Okay, makes sense.
Hopping on the 10:30 a.m. Silja ferry, the Mistar.
The Mistar, gotcha.
Apparently, it's more like a mini cruise than just a ferry ride. They even splurged on an office cabin this time.
Oh, fancy. For a little extra space, maybe a private bathroom.
Exactly. Though they did mention the food wasn't exactly, you know.
Yeah, I've been on those ferries. Let's just say I wouldn't go for the food. It's about the destination.
Right. And speaking of which, what a destination Tallinn is.
Right.
It's fascinating how the city manages to perfectly blend its medieval history with this modern, vibrant energy. It's really something.
And speaking of history, I was fascinated by their choice of accommodation. The Hotel Telegraph, right in the heart of Tallinn's old town.
Oh, nice.
It's known for its historical significance.
Yeah.
And get this. A fantastic sauna.
Always a plus after a day of exploring.
Right. So speaking of exploring, where does our blogger take us first?
Well, they waste no time.
Okay.
Diving right into the heart of Tallinn, starting with the Alexander Nevsky Cathedral.
Yes. The Alexander Nevsky Cathedral.
Yeah.
And it sounds absolutely breathtaking from what I've seen, at least. The blogger raved about the Russian architecture and the interior, calling it gorgeous.
Oh, yeah. It's a fascinating choice, really. Architecturally speaking, you see, because the cathedral was actually built in the late 19th century when Estonia was still part of the Russian Empire.
Right.
It's like this grand symbol of that era, you know, with its onion domes and the ornate decorations.
So cool.
Yeah.
Makes you wonder about the stories those walls could tell.
Exactly.
Right.
And this is where this deep dive gets even better, right?
Yeah.
From the Alexander Nevsky Cathedral, our blogger takes us on this little mini adventure to St. Mary's Cathedral.
Okay.
But more specifically, its bell tower.
Yes. The classic climb for a panoramic view.
Exactly.
Got to get that view. I bet the view from up there is incredible.
You bet it is. You're looking out over all the red-tiled roofs of Tallinn's old town, just like medieval architecture sprawled out before you.
Wow.
And get this. The blogger mentions catching a glimpse of the Alexander Nevsky Cathedral.
Oh, wow.
From this whole new perspective.
What a cool detail. You know, I'm a sucker for those unexpected views, you know, that make you appreciate the layout of a city. It's like connecting the dots on a map, but in real life.
Totally.
It's so cool.
I know exactly what you mean.
Yeah.
And while they don't go into too much detail, they do mention a quick stop.
Okay.
At Komandani Park to see the castle walls.
Oh, okay.
Just a little insider tip for our listeners. I think they might appreciate that.
Ooh, definitely adding that to the itinerary.
Yeah.
Okay, so we've had our dose of history.
We've had our history.
Stunning architecture. Where does this whirlwind tour take us next? Okay, so we've explored Tallinn by day, but our blogger has a pro tip.
Oh.
Don't miss the magic of the city after dark.
Ah, yes. They suggest revisiting some of those daytime spots once the sun goes down. Imagine those, like, same cobblestone streets, you know?
Yeah.
Bathed in the warm glow of the streetlights, the grand buildings all illuminated against the night sky.
Oh, I can practically feel the enchantment already. And speaking of enchanting, I've been curious about this whole dinner situation.
Okay.
Remember that air of mystery, you know, around the recommendation?
Yeah.
Well, it all leads to a place called Noah.
No.
At Chef's Hall.
At Chef's Hall. Okay.
Have you heard of this?
I think so. It's not just a meal, right? It's a whole dining experience.
Okay.
That emphasizes like fresh, local ingredients, really innovative culinary techniques. I think it's the kind of place that stays with you long after the last bite.
Now, that is how you pique someone's interest.
Yeah.
Okay. On to day two. And this time, our blogger is venturing beyond the old town walls.
Oh, okay.
With a guided tour.
Love it.
First up, the Purita Convent ruins.
Ah, the ruins. You know, at first glance, ruins might not seem like a must-see.
Right.
But these are truly special. The Purita Convent was once one of the largest nunneries in all of Livonia.
Wow.
So Livonia being this region that encompassed, parts of modern-day Estonia and Latvia, founded way back in the 15th century, like it witnessed centuries of history before ultimately being destroyed in the Livonian War.
Wow. It's incredible to think about those echoes of the past,
Yeah.
It seems like every corner of Tallinn has a story to tell.
You got it. Now, on the way to the next stop, our blogger actually got a glimpse of Tallinn's waterfront, this like beautiful blend of historical architecture meeting the Baltic Sea.
Okay, yeah.
A view that probably deserves its own postcard.
Definitely.
100%.
Okay, and now we arrive at the Maarjamaa Communism Memorial.
Okay.
And this isn't your typical statue or monument.
No.
It's a space designed to evoke a powerful emotional response.
It really is. Imagine this long, sloping corridor, right? Leading you down into this somber space. And along the walls are the names of countless Estonians who were persecuted, deported, or killed during the Soviet regime.
Wow.
Each name, just like a whisper of a life tragically cut short.
It's those individual stories, those names, that make history feel so real,
yeah,
so immediate.
Exactly. And speaking of powerful moments in history, our next stop brings us to the Tallinn Song Festival grounds.
Yes.
Now, this place, it might seem, kind of unassuming on a regular day, right? But every 5 years,
it transforms into this, like, sea of voices. 30,000 Estonians coming together to sing. It gives me chills just thinking about it. Tell me more about this singing revolution.
Oh, it's extraordinary, really. See, during the late 1980s, when Estonia was still under Soviet rule, this festival, it became like this powerful tool of resistance, right? People would gather, not with weapons or anything, but with songs, patriotic hymns, folk tunes, anything that expressed their like national identity and longing for freedom.
So they sang their way to independence.
In a way, yeah, it was a nonviolent revolution.
Wow.
Fueled by music and a shared desire for freedom, the singing revolution really helped galvanize the Estonian people and ultimately like contributed to the fall of the Iron Curtain. It's really, if you're looking for an example of the power of music, this is it.
Wow. I might just have to do a deep dive of my own on this whole singing revolution. It sounds incredible.
Definitely, you should.
Okay.
Okay, back to Tallinn. Two last stops on our kind of whirlwind tour. First, we have Kadrior Palace, known for its stunning Baroque architecture and beautiful gardens, perfect for an afternoon stroll,
Sign me up for that stroll. And last but not least, we can't forget the Presidential Palace, a symbol of modern-day Estonia.
Exactly. It's a great way to kind of round out the trip, seeing how Tallinn just seamlessly blends its past and its present.
This whole deep dive has been incredible, from medieval alleyways to like grand cathedrals,
yeah,
to the moving history of the singing revolution. It's amazing how much we managed to pack into one quick trip to Tallinn.
It just goes to show you don't need weeks and weeks to have, a truly enriching travel experience.
Couldn't agree more. And for you, dear listener, we'll leave you with this. Imagine standing among 30,000 voices united in song at the Tallinn Song Festival. It's an experience that speaks volumes about history, culture, and the indomitable spirit of the Estonian people. Who knows? Maybe you'll be there to witness it firsthand someday. Until next time, keep exploring.